Thomas Feathers.
Did even better than you said.
That was a great job.
Wasn't that terrific, Chris?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to...
How do the boys feel?
Oh, they're just hilarious.
Yeah.
Our boys on our team.
I don't know whether you got the word. I tried to call Jerry also. He's gone, apparently.
He's gone. He left. He had to go to Michigan,
but I thought it would be a nice thing. Even though we had most of the same fellows down for the thing.
Yeah.
Thursday afternoon, about 5:30. How's that sound to you?
Oh, that'd be great.
I'm going to have the 36 senators, too.
Yeah, sure.
In other words, we'll call it the veto crowd, huh?
That's right, the veto crowd. These boys are high right now.
They feel good?
Oh, gosh, they really, and we had five or six of them who waited till the very last, within the last minute, and they would have stayed with us if they have to, but we have
See, by getting 189, hell, but five or six more, you darn near had as many as the other side.
Yeah, we had 161 Republicans, and I had it figured we'd get 158, but we got two more, and the Southerners did better.
They got 25.
24, and we picked up some in the Middle West, yeah.
That's
so we're very, very...
What's the reason? You know, earlier, you know, you remember when you and... remember we all met with Hugh and the rest?
Yeah.
Well, you weren't there that day, but
bearish
they were about these vetoes. This was about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
But what's changed them?
Well, I tell you what, as I said on the television a moment ago, I went on television, WGN in Chicago, and I said, well, this means that the boys are beginning to read their mail, that people will not put up with any more taxes, and that's what they're going to get unless we save the money like the president wants. And this is a simple statement.
You know, as you noticed, probably remember about 2 weeks ago, I hit it very hard in that television address I made on the Vietnam.
It was direct. It was good. And it's starting to show up. Now they're trying to, my mail is, telegrams are piled deep here on my desk. Now I'm trying to kill this Patman bill, see? That's coming up day after tomorrow on the...
Patman.
Yeah, the extent.
That's a bad bill.
That's a bad bill. The way
in fact, I'll have to veto the damn thing.
Yeah, sure you'd have to veto, and we could surely sustain it. Now, they're going to have to get this message pretty soon. And cut this out. Well, I'm very happy.
It's shaking them up, huh?
Oh, yeah. This digital Tip O'Neill was sitting there like he lost his last friends.
Well, the way it'll be, then, we'll invite the 189 less and the 36 senators and about 5:30, and I'll come in like I did before, speak about 5 minutes. Now, should I call one or two of you fellows to speak on this occasion? Maybe have Hugh say a word and Jerry say a word?
That'd be all right, yeah.
Maybe Hugh and Jerry, and then shouldn't I pick maybe a couple of Southerners?
Get a couple of Southerners, Joe Wagner and one more.
Wagner, and then who would I get on the Democratic side? There are five Democrats on the Senate side.
Let me go through the list, and I'll tell Bill Timmons.
You give Bill a recommendation as to who it ought to be.
Recommendation, yeah.
All right, Les, fine. We'll see you.
Let me, this morning on that meeting up there, I was terribly pleased at Wilbur's cooperative spirit.
He was very good. Well, part of that is that, you know, we have really been working. I mean, I've talked to him in advance. I've talked to Russell in advance.
Yeah.
And George Shultz has, and that helped, didn't it?
Oh, you betcha not. You could see he was open. And we get that bill through the House the way we want it. Why, it'd be hard for them over in the Senate not to do it.
Yeah.
I was pleased when I left there, yeah.
Good.
All right.
Good. Well, this, right from now on, as you know, we're having mainly bipartisan things, but that'll get, we're going to put plenty of wild cards in, so a lot of our Republicans are getting into all these meetings, too.
Yeah.
Energy one, I think, next Wednesday, I may have it in the dining room and have maybe 50, 60, because it's such a big group we ought to have.
You know, that thing's tough. I mean, I had a fellow call yesterday, said he had to close up 12 of his gasoline stations.
Oh, boy.
He said, I know these big boys have got gas, but we can't get it.
I'll be damned.
And I don't know whether they do or whether they don't, but I mean, it's getting real tough on them, and the question is whether these farmers are going to have enough to go in the field and work.
That's what we're going after.
Yeah, that's what we have to go after, yeah.
All right.
All right, thanks, Mr. President.
Bye.
You see ya.